This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
If you're going the same old way, same shall you stay. But if it's a new vision, then it constantly calls for a new direction. If you're thinking average, you will be on the same old page. But if you want to excel, you will expel the rot to have a story to tell. If you're complaining, the same shall be your remaining. But if you're always praising, you shall he always be raising. If you live your life on a whatever idea, it will lead you wherever. But if you're careful about your choice, it will cause you to rejoice. If you're full of tears, you will always be with and be in your fears. But if you're full of cheers, then you will stand tall among your peers. Reflections by Ebenezer Coy.
Again to Healthy You, your favorite program. Today we are going to look at your eye. Yes, in fact, your eyes, your two eyes. We are going to learn so much about it and how to be able to take good care of it so that you don't lose your sight. And to help me do this discussion, I have here Madame Dorothy Bafo Ewua. She is a faculty from the Department of Nursing at Valley View University. Madam, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And then I have Gifty Eyim Chewa, a level 400 student of VVU Nursing Department. Gifty, welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
And then finally, we have a young man with an interesting surname. He's called Papo Sylvester. Sylvester, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I hope that today's discussion will be interesting as usual.
Mm-hmm.
What are the various parts of the eye and their functions?
All right.
Your eyes helps you to see things.
Yes. All right. So the main function of the eye is what?
For
sight or vision.
Okay.
All right. And so we have various parts of the eyes.
Okay.
All right. We can start from the eyelid, which is the protective part of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's say somebody threw something. Mm-hmm. What do? You just blink.
Yeah.
All right. And so the blinking is what? It's automatic.
Okay.
And so you do that to protect your eye from anything which is thrown or getting close to your. All right. So the function is for protection. Mm-hmm. And then we have the eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
That one to protect the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you are sweating, you are working under the hot sun, you are sweating. Mm-hmm. In order for the sweat not to get in your eyes, it's the eyelashes that will stop that sweat from getting into your eyes. All right. Okay. So the eyelashes helps to protect it too. All right.
Okay.
And so God has made it in a way that the eye has its own, how can I say, it's embedded in the socket.
Okay.
The eye socket.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, the orbit.
Okay.
All right. When you take the skeleton of the head.
Yeah.
All right. The hole that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that one too, the position where it is, it's also protecting the eye itself.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say you have something splash in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because of the position it is not easy for the thing to get into the eye directly.
Okay.
All right. Of course, it has to hit the bone before it can get into the eye.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so the position where it is itself will protect the eye too. All right. And then when we talk about tears, tears too help to protect the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have something, foreign object in the eye. What is the reaction of the eye?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to cry, but there will be tears.
Yeah.
And so the tears will just protect the eye from that foreign object.
Okay.
And so the tears will wash. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It will wash off the foreign object which has got into the eye. All right. So the tears too is the first flow of tears. All right. And so we have that. And then we have the conjunctiva.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a lining on the eyeball itself.
Okay.
That one to help protect the inside or the surface of the eye.
Okay.
All right. And so that one too is there.
Okay. All right.
And then, can I continue?
Gifty, let's allow you to rest small, then we'll come back to you. Gifty, if you can continue.
Okay. So the eye is a very sensitive part of our human body by way of introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps us in our daily activities.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an impairment, like, or your eyes are not functioning well, there are lots of things that can happen to you. There are lots of daily activities you're not even able to perform on your own unless aided or assisted.
Mm-hmm.
So we must take very good care of our eye, just as Madam has earlier said of concerning the eyelashes. But before you even get there, we have a hair, hair at the upper parts of our eye. That's somewhere around the forehead.
Okay.
And that's what we call the eyebrow.
Wow. Okay.
It also helps protect the eye from foreign objects or foreign bodies.
Coming from your head.
Yes, coming from your head or the upper part of your body. And Madam also made mention of the tears.
Mm-hmm.
Where these tears are actually formed are the eyelids by a gland we call the lacrimal gland.
Tear gland.
Yes.
Okay.
And not only the tears, it contains other substances like the sebaceous and then the sweat gland. Now let's see what happens when there's a tear formation from the eyelid. It doesn't evaporate because it needs to come and wash the eye to clean the lens, to clean the cornea. We'll get to that place. So this sebaceous glands are then to help evaporation of the tears so that when the tear gland forms the tears, it doesn't vanish or evaporate. Rather, it comes down to perform its function by washing off the eye. And a little to add to the conjunctiva, someone will be asking that, why is it? It's the red part when you bring your eye down. That line, when normally you go to the hospital and the doctor is trying to check whether you are anemic or you have enough, they just put their finger but it's also at the upper part too. So that is the conjunctiva. And what it does is it protects the eye from the external environment. So you see, when you press it down there, it says, but when you move it and you're coming down your cheeks, that is the external environment.
Okay.
So that's one of its purposes.
Conjunctiva.
Yes, conjunctiva or conjunctival. And we talk about the sclera. the white part of our eye.
Okay.
The sclera. I mean, we have the black portion, but with some people it's brown. And when you take those at the Western, people have green, brown ears. So that's white portion, and it's
that's where if somebody is jaundiced, you see
the it becomes yellow.
Yeah.
Okay. And, listen,
and the black or brown part is
The iris.
Iris.
But before you go to the iris, the iris is covered with the cornea.
Okay.
So let's see what the sclera does, and we proceed.
Okay.
It gives the eye its shape.
Okay.
The shape. The shape of the eye normally depends on the sclera.
Mm-hmm.
That's the parts we can see. Mm-hmm. And now on the iris, just as he said, the colored parts of the eye. And where the iris, that's the black, and where the conjunctival, just as we said, where they meet.
Mm-hmm.
If you are sitting down like in a resting state, you will see that the conjunctival, the lower conjunctival, comes together with the black portion of the eye, and that junction is called the limbus, or because the iris is covered with the cornea, so let's say it meets with the cornea directly, we call it the limbus.
Limbus.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as we go from the iris, we go to the pupil. It's in the iris. Mm-hmm. It's a smaller portion. It's also black.
Like the dots.
Like exactly. Mm-hmm. Like the dots on the eye. And those people, although it's small, it has a very, very, very important function. Last time you said something, you said small things perform great functions. And I've come to realize it. It's true. For us to see, it all depends on the people. Whatever you see, it's covered through it. It's actually a hole, like a hole. That goes straight. It goes deep.
So that which we see as a dot is actually a hole.
Yes, it is.
But
it's
covered.
Yes, it's
with
covered.
A layer, so that nothing can enter that hole.
Exactly. Okay. So that is the pupil. And what it does is, like, it dilates and it constricts.
Okay.
Like, it closes and it opens.
For what time does it open, and at what time does it has it got anything to do with the sun, or
yes, it has got a lot to do with the sun or light.
Okay.
Yeah, that is when you are in darkness and you can't see. What do you think will happen?
You open your eyes wider.
You open your eyes wider, so it also gets wider, so that you'll be able to see.
Okay.
But when there is too much light, it
shrinks.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. So that's what it does.
Okay. I feel like I'm in a classroom. So it's been nice having this discussion. I have also learned a lot, especially the big words. Yeah, and to our friend listening to us, please, your eyes are the light of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Take good care of them. Don't give it unnecessary pressure. When it's time to sleep, leave the TV alone. Rest your eyes. And to our beautiful ladies, as Gifty said, please, unnecessary makeups will not actually make you extra beautiful. You are beautiful enough, because God made you wonderfully and fearfully. And those of you who work, sometimes the welders, and sometimes those who smoke fish and all that, protect your eyes so you don't damage them. And those who also work as boxers, do your best to dodge punches to your eyes so your retina does not get detached. Yeah. So on that note, I would want to say thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We have Sylvester Papo, level 300 student of Alivi Nursing Department. Gifty Ayin Trewa, level 400 student of Alivi University Nursing Department. And Madame Dorothy Bafour Ewa, a faculty of Alivi University Nursing Department. Thank you all so much for coming. And thank you so much, Joseph Jutepe, my producer, and Eric Ajikum, our assistant producer. Thank you so much for coming. I am Bell Dolabio, saying Mensana in Koporo Sano. Bye bye.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
To the Moment of Truth Bible Study Program. I'm your humble servant, Kumsin Joseph, and today we continue with phase 2 of how we got our Bible. Last time when we met, we considered how we got our Bible, phase 1, that before sin entered the world, there was direct face-to-face communication between God and man. Sin entered the world, and this communion with God was broken. God chose prophets, God chose Israel, and prophets once more, the scribes and many more people, to have his will communicated to mankind. Today, that was the Old Testament. Today, we consider the New Testament. How we got the New Testament? You see, it will interest you to know that the Bible, as we see, it also made up of letters that were written to respond to issues facing the believers, especially in the first century. Jesus referred to the Bible in his time as the law of Moses and in the and prophets and Psalms. So when you read Luke chapter 24, verse 44, it says, "These are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." What form did the earliest writings of the New Testament take? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 27, it reads, "I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren." You see, as time passed by, as I told you, some of the Bible, especially the New Testament that we have, were the letters written to respond to some theological and spiritual and social and other issues faced the early believers. What portions of the New Testament were next written? In the Bible, you see, in Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, let's read and see. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee
in all the most excellent fearfulness, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things which thou hast been instructed. One author, his name is W. L. Emerson, said some 35 years had passed since Jesus was taken away and persecution was decimating the ranks of the disciples. Soon there would be no one who had been with Jesus to tell the story of his life and teachings. So several were led to prepare authoritative accounts and the Gospels came into being. The earliest was written by Mark. Matthew wrote his Gospel soon after, followed by Luke. John's Gospel came much later and was perhaps the last of the New Testament books to be written. In essence, in order to keep accounts of Jesus' life and ministry, and what he came to do for us, people were sensitized to put down all these things that you and I in this generation will certainly have access to these wonderful Gospels. So as you see the Gospels, this background is the basis upon which these books were written. In addition to his Gospel, what further record was Luke inspired to set down in writing? The Acts of the Apostles. You see, the Acts of the Apostles is a book that recounts the activities of the apostles when Jesus ascended to heaven. That our brother Luke also wrote this book so as for us to have this great commission fulfilled. In Acts chapter 1, verse 1, with what powerful prophetic communication was the New Testament completed? The revelation of Jesus Christ, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, it reads, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant. It is worthy of note that somewhere in the first century, all the books of our present New Testament had been written. That this was in the providence of God, in his own improvidence, it is clearly evident, for not one of the apostles, save John the Revelator, he alone lived to see the beginning of the second century. So in essence, by the close of the first century, all the books, 69 books that we know, were compiled, were completed. Therefore, we know, as we conclude how we got our Bible, I would like to quickly summarize it for our understanding. That one, God spoke through the prophets. When sin entered the world, he worked through the Israel. And through in the New Testament, the books we have were sold through apostles that were letters that were written to solve issues in the church. And God, through his infinite wisdom, wrote through Dr. Mark. And he also wrote the Acts of the Apostles. And finally, John the Revelator, as we know, had wrote this revelation that ends the book of the Bible. And now, it is said that how did God intend that the Bible should be used? One, it was to be read publicly in the assemblies of people. Therefore, as we go to church, we need to read the Bible in church. It was also to be earnestly stated by the individuals. You and I need to state the Bible that we are not deceived. And finally, we are to study the Bible to show ourselves approved, to give reasons for the faith that we have. May the Lord bless you and make his face to shine upon you as you continue to spend quality time with us as we study the word of God. Once again, this is your servant, Kumsin Joseph, and stating, may the Lord bless you. Amen.
calling for you and for me.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.